Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into Candid Bridal. We are super excited to start this journey. And my name is Savannah.
My name is Bella. We are both consultants here at Bella Rose. And Candid Bridal was started to just kind of give you guys an inside look into what our salon and what life looks like in this industry. Whether you're a bridal consultant, whether you are a 2024 or 2025 bride, whether you just work in the industry, or if you stumbled on our podcast by accident. We're here to share.
Yes, and we would love to hear feedback on what you want to hear about and any questions you have about anything bridal.
All right, well, welcome back, ladies, to another edition of Candid Bridal. And welcome back, audience. We're so glad to be back with you today. Today, we're going to touch base with you on a topic in regards to what is an expert, what is a consultant, and what is somebody that's certified. In regards to our industry, we are all stylists, experts, consultants, and some of us are certified as well in our industry. It's really interesting because I have people that come in and, oh my goodness, how fun would this job be? And
yes.
We are so specialized, right? And so I'm going to give you a quick definition because there is the Urban Dictionary and there is also the Webster Dictionary. How many of you out there remember the Webster Dictionary? Probably none of you all.
We're over here like, yeah, Google.
Right? So, and then there's also Google. So I went in and I Googled, what is a consultant? A consultant is a professional who provides advice in their specific field or Consultant is a professional who provides advice in their specific field of expertise. A consultant is a professional who provides advice or services in an area of specialization. So I know back in the day, we all used to all be called bridal consultants. And I think that is still applicable to today, don't you guys?
Mm-hmm. I would say even just initial getting to know the bride, that's a consultation.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So in regard to our team, we're all consultants first.
Foremost, right?
Yeah.
And exactly. Exactly. From the phone call to the time that they pick up their dress, right? And greeting them. There are so many different steps in that process. So bridal consultants. Then we look at the definition of what is an expert. An expert is a person, and this is a noun, who has a comprehensive and an authoritative knowledge or a skill in a particular area. For example, there are financial experts, there are experts in children development, and there's also the adjective as far as what an expert is. Adjective is having or involving authoritative knowledge, and also, for example, he had received expert academic advice. He is expert at handling the media. So in regards to being an expert in your particular field, anybody want to share a little bit about that? How do you feel you're an expert?
An expert is really someone who encompasses all the necessary steps, particularly in bridal, that consult, the styling, ins and outs of the questions that brides have, things like that. Mm-hmm. I think being knowledgeable on your fabrics, your necklines, your silhouettes, body shapes, all that
is encompassing.
Yeah, it encompasses it.
And I think too, giving them the information that they need without overloading them with information that only we really need.
What's necessary.
Be knowledgeable about. But yes.
Right? Because when they come in for their bridal appointment or even for a formal gown, we're not expecting them to come in to have all of that, you know, experience because this is not something that they do on a day in or day out basis. A lot of people will come in and say, we love what you do. And you know what? We truly love what we do.
And too much information can be overwhelming.
It can be.
Especially because once you get us going about our job, you can't stop us because we love to talk about it. So, but then that's as an expert, you know, to only divulge the information that's needed right then.
That's pertinent, right? And we will educate you as we're progressing through that appointment. We'll share, you know, because a lot of girls, I can't tell you how many times I've heard about when you talk about different silhouettes. And that's something as a bride that's really important for you to try to investigate because different silhouettes fit body types differently, right? And for example, what is an A-line? How could you define an A-line to a bride?
We always like to say A-line, if you picture an A, it's
like the letter
literally A. An A. It's fitted up top and then it goes farther out. A little more flowy. It's not your typical ball gown, poofy with all of that underneath layering. It's just a very flowy
A-shaped dress.
Correct. And it can be more full on the bottom, but we know that a lot of our brides, right, Briley, they ask for more of a flowy silhouette. And there's different things as consultants and experts and stylists that we can share with them how to make those modifications. And so please always come in with an open mind, because we have that ability based on our experience and our knowledge and the training that we get from our designers that provide that. And we have ongoing education that we are up to date and current with those options for our stylists, consultants, and experts.
Yes.
Right? So
we're every woman.
We're every woman. Right? Exactly. I like that. Listen, I keep saying, but there's so much information to share with you. And it was really funny because I know that podcasts are all different lengths, and we're going to keep this one kind of brief today. It was really funny because my daughter, it's so cute. My daughter actually shared, she goes, "Hey mom," she goes, "you know," and because when you don't listen to this or you don't have an interest in that particular field, sometimes they can seem pretty long. But I know as a bride that the more information that we can provide for you, it's very helpful. It's very helpful. Is there anything that you'd like to share, Katie?
I think we're right on the money with things. Brides, they look to these things so much of what to know, what not to know. You know, they go into this feeding of, "I don't know any of this." And that's why we're here. That's our job.
Right.
Our job is to help you. And our job is also to educate you. Correct. I've had so many brides in my time of being here that say, "Thank you so much for explaining to me how this is going to happen."
Yes.
Like if they want to alter something on a dress, they say, "Thank you so much for explaining me. This is how you do that. This is how you remove that, you know, stitch it right here, blah, blah, blah." So, because when you say, "Oh yeah, that can happen," that stresses them out. They're like, what is this dress going to look like? You know, how can you envision that? So that's just the one thing that's been popping up in my head of, they just say thank you.
And that's what separates consultant and stylist from an expert. An expert knows to show the bride what this will look like that I'm telling you we can do.
And not to overload them with too much information that is really not necessary for the gowns that she's looking at.
Exactly.
The ones that are her favorites.
Yes.
And even just speaking on, you know, being able to have that expertise and have the knowledge to walk them through it and
the
give them that vision in their head, that is extremely helpful, and that limits the stress that they are already under with everything for planning, for picking out that dress. And it's just being that expert and having that knowledge is very important, because you don't do this every day. The brides don't think about knowing all these things, and that's why we're here, to be able to help them and
walk them
and
through.
Give them that comfort.
That comfort and that knowledge and the expertise. And when you talk about styling, we love to style our brides. It's one of our favorite things. It's so much fun. And it was so neat today when we had that bride that came in. There was an actual post that I had done this morning, and I was talking to her mother, and I was showing her the post and just sharing with her. I go, "Look at your daughter. Look at your daughter," because she was in, you know, having that moment, which was so special. And her daughter was just dancing up on that pedestal.
Yes.
And it's so fun because not only, and it's so funny, well, getting back to that, is that I showed her mother, and her mother was just like, "That's exactly what she's doing. She's dancing." And when you're able to just stand up on that pedestal and have that moment where you're swaying, like, "This is my dress. This is my dress." It is the most special moment for us as bridal consultants,
and we
stylists,
cry too.
Experts. We do.
Because we're human.
We do. We have, you know, we have tears of joy with you in that particular moment.
And we
moment.
Can know a girl for 10 minutes, and I'm like so invested that if she cries, I'm crying with her, because I'm just like, I can feel
that,
you know, so it's a feeling.
You build that connection.
Yeah.
You
right?
get to know their story, and you grow a friendship. And when you help them in that experience to find their dress, you feel a part of it, and it's just, you celebrate together. So it's emotional, not only for our brides, but for us as well.
For us as well.
They say you're part of the Bellrose family now. You're
stuck with
us.
You're stuck
with us. They're getting rid of us now.
And that's where we want to tie it all up together today, in that, you know, we always want to keep it real, keep it simple. And we can't wait to meet with you all again next week to share this topic that we're going to be sharing. And we look forward to hearing from you. And we all want to keep it candid. And
I thought it was keeping it candid.
Yeah. Keeping it candid. Hey, there you go. Hashtag.
Keep it candid. Also, we did not say it was episode 4.
Woo! Okay, so, and woo! I know that Bella, we miss you today, Bella. And Bella does a lot. Actually, Bella does our editing. And yes. So Bella will do a phenomenal job editing this. So we're going to go back, Ella, so you can edit this for us.
Thank you, Bella.
Thank you, Bella. So we're going to go back. Thank you so much for episode 4 with Candid Bridal today. Hashtag
Keep it candid.
That sounds so woo.
All right. Here's my sheet.